Your mobile.
TJQ, this is N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer.
So Johnny and Capabella, you and I have spoke before. Well, it's just been a while. I actually talked to you on the phone a time or two. How are you today?
I don't remember talking to you on the phone, but I think you must have been the guy that bought my tuner.
I know you, where you live next to a guy that I know, Mr. Marceau, there on Brown Road, I think. I spoke to you about some noisemakers one time.
Well, no joy on that either, but it's nice to meet you. What'd you say your name was again?
Johnny, we talked about target shooting.
Well, you're in the right ballpark. Fine business, Johnny. Turn a, oh, it's kind of like a lawn sweeper for the yard. And it, FedEx delivered it this morning, and it looked like it had been at ground zero in Hiroshima.
One sweeper?
Yeah, you pull it behind the lawn. I've had trouble. My grass is really healthy and grows fast, and it's fescue. My neighbor laughs at me. He's got Bermuda, which is a weed. But, you know, I have to mow it, and I've mowed about five times already. And I thought I mowed it soon enough, in 3.5 inches. But by the time you try to mulch it, it all clumped up. You try to throw it out, and it goes all over the lawn. You have to mow it 3 or 4 times. So I broke down and bought this device that mows the lawn, picks up the clippings. I hope it works out, because FedEx sure didn't.
Use the Brown truck, but even they will destroy something every now and again. Some of them will tear up an anvil with a rubber mallet.
It's about welders. I worked in a large machine shop, and they moved the structural shop, and I had to take care of all the heavy equipment from the structural shop for 32 years, and those guys, I didn't even want them to use my ladders that I had in the electric shop. When they get done with them, they just kick them and let them fall.
I have any money invested in it, and no manners, so they didn't care about it. Can you imagine what their house looks like?
Oh, no. Oh, that was many years ago, Johnny, but I tried to get him to buy me a fiberglass ladder because I had to take a 12-foot heavy-duty wooden ladder and rope it up to the top of a 50-ton or a 20-ton crane and then set it on top of a greasy gearbox and baling wire it to the, what they call them, pollens or whatever it is, up on the ceiling so that the purlins, so that it wouldn't fall. And you were leaning out at about a 30-degree angle, and it was 45 to 55 feet to the floor. And I didn't like using the same ladder as the welders use it. And we didn't have any OSHA back then, but all the utilities were using fiberglass. But no, the company would not buy me a fiberglass ladder.
12-foot fiberglass step ladder. And they say that they're supposed to be lighter than aluminum, but I totally disagree. They're a bit heavier. But I think they're just as sturdy.
300-pounders if they're orange, and I think 250 if they're green, Louisville ladders. And yes, they are heavy when they get that size. I had a 28-foot extension ladder, and I had to carry it around the shop by myself. And that sucker would almost give you a hernia every time you lifted it, and you better have it at the balance point.
It's an issue, and I've seen both colors. Is there a difference between the green and the orange fiberglass ladders as far as weight restrictions, or is it just a choice of color?
It's a weight restriction, Johnny. It's 300 pounds on the orange ones, and I believe it's 250 on the green ones. And the green ones are a lot lighter, but they're plenty good for me. I'm not that heavy. I'm about 175.
plane while I never see an orange lighter on, I mean a green lighter on AT&T or Spectrum Charter cable, I guess. I guess Osha wants them to have the heavier lighter for obvious reasons.
Correct.
I teach an old dog new tricks. I've learned that today.
It was like my old neighbor back in Kansas, and he said, "You get too old to learn, Tom. It was time to just give it up and quit and roll over."
I'm still learning, I guess. Still here.
Pain in the butt.
One that I'm talking on is a Kenwood, and it's dual channel. And I had it set up to where I was listening to the weather, and I heard you when you broke in earlier, and I tried to answer you and it never would go through, and I never was hitting the repeater, and I said, "What is wrong with my radio?" And I finally looked over there and said, "Hey, dummy, you might want to flip back over here." So when I corrected my own mistake, I was able to talk to you.
Yes, sir. That's happened to all of us. Or call out and throw your ID out there and have your volume control down. And you're driving, so you're not looking at the radio, at least I don't. It's down. And pretty soon you look down and you see the bar going across it, and somebody is answering you, by golly.
Saw all of the bars for the weather. I could hear them talking, but I just... one of those little dumb mistakes we make.
Programmed, I leave them alone. We're going down the big hill now up here on Brown Road, so you know where I'm at. And anyways, it's turned out to be a pretty good day. I worked Indonesia last night on 17 meters, and I thought, sure, this guy's a pirate. And he was on Simplex, which usually they are split into two frequencies. He wasn't. He had a nice clear signal at 5-5, if you know what I'm talking about. And he only worked two of us, and then he disappeared. And I thought, I'm not going to put this guy up on QRZ. Sure enough, I got up this morning, looked at Logbook of the World, and he had confirmed my call. And that was a new country for me. And that's hard to find, because that was number 308. Or something, Johnny, or jump off frequency in 0TR.
DJQ, Tom, sorry about that. I had a phone line ringing in the truck. I had to grab that one. I'm sorry.
It ain't no problem. We're sitting here in the driveway. Johnny, it's really been a pleasure talking to you this afternoon, and I'll catch you down the line. Stop by anytime if you're up this way. We're easy to find. KL4TJQ, I think it is. And 0TR73, Johnny.
Well, I'll stop in there and see. I passed by your road just a few minutes ago to cut across over here on 14. We're not far apart, maybe 4 or 5 miles just a crow flies.
I pushed a button here. You still in there, Johnny?
Roger that. Yes, sir.
Hit the lockout button on the side of the mic here because I'd already put it up. Yeah, come by. You can come out and sit in the swing and visit with the chickens with us someday.
Well, I'll look forward to it, but we'll wait for the rain to wash all the pollen out so we don't get beat up with the pollen when we're sitting in the swing.
Well, and there's oak trees right above you there in front of the chicken house, that's for sure. Our truck got covered with pollen last night, and it was pretty well washed off yesterday. So now it's washed off again, but that stuff's falling out of the trees like it was raining along with it. It's just barely sprinkling here, Johnny. And I'm not looking forward to going out and getting eggs later, but we got all of our running around done. And I'm 76 years old. I got home in one piece, so that is a plus with all the traffic nowadays. Take care. And 0TR clear.
Conversation. You be safe. Y'all take care, and I'll drop in on you one day. Just KO4 TJQ clear.